Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 15, 1-4. Listen. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." John 15 is one of my favorite chapters in John's Gospel. In it, Jesus introduces a powerful metaphor to describe his relationship with his followers. He compares himself to a vine, with his disciples being the branches. God the Father is the gardener who tends the vine. Jesus calls himself the true vine, suggesting that there are false vines that we might be tempted to attach ourselves to. These could be things like worldly success, relationships, or personal accomplishments. However, we can only find true life and fruitfulness in Christ. The Father's role as the gardener is twofold. First, he cuts off every branch that bears no fruit. This speaks to the reality that not everyone who claims to be a follower of Jesus truly is. Those who show no evidence of spiritual life are ultimately cut off. But for those branches that do bear fruit, the Father prunes them. Pruning is a process of cutting back on productive or even harmful material to promote more growth. In our lives, this is God removing things that hinder our spiritual growth, even if it's painful at the time. Jesus says that the key to fruitfulness is abiding in Him. Just as a branch can't bear fruit by itself but must remain connected to the vine, we cannot bear spiritual fruit unless we stay connected to Jesus. This abiding is a deep, ongoing relationship of dependence and communion. Jesus says that his disciples are already clean because of his word. In other words, it's Jesus' teaching, his truth, that cleanses us and prepares us to bear fruit. As we abide in his word, we are transformed. The implications of this are deep. Our spiritual life and fruitfulness are not about trying harder, as most of us seem to do to bear fruit, but about staying connected to Jesus. It's about daily dependence, continually drawing our life from Him through prayer and His Word. As we reflect on these verses, let's ask ourselves, are we truly abiding in Jesus, drawing our life from Him? Are we allowing God to prune us, even when it's painful? And are we staying connected to Jesus' Word, allowing it to cleanse and transform us? May we be branches that abide in the true vine, bearing much fruit for God's glory. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.